Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tom Paquett. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting 8th. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hosler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas juggles the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is walked intentionally. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas juggles the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 1 in the game. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt strikes out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquett for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. McRae reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dade throws the ball into Thornton, who tags Lockhock trying to return to first, for the out. McRae scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 2 in the game. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a line drive into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then pinch hits for Bob Heise. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. White steals second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Zdeb now playing left field. Freddie Patek now playing shortstop. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Fred Kendall. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hostler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ray Fosse now catching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hostler covering, for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 3 in the game. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.